Now, in South Africa, there's so many bad stories that are going around, and I think we're particularly excellent at sharing some negative news. And sometimes we forget that there are some families, there are some individuals, there are some organizations that once in a while go out of their way to do the simplest, sweetest, most sweetest things. Now, for many of you that are sitting at home, I mean, do you remember your graduation day? Do you remember how nervous, excited you were? Now imagine being the class of 2020, and because of COVID-19, many will never experience the short but long walk to getting your shoulders. Imagine now, it's your birthday, right? And your graduation on the same day, or it was supposed to be that. Now, Rhodes University's graduate Zenande Lulisa received her BSc in Information Systems and Human Genetics and Ergonomics in May. But because of lockdown, the university was unable to have a graduation ceremony because of the ban on public gatherings. Zenande's family then took it upon themselves to host a ceremony with an after party for the graduate. There was a university chancellor for the mock capping ceremony with eats and drinks afterwards. We are joined now, first of all, by Zenande's cousin, Sihle, who helped put the ceremony together. Sihle, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Abungile. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am smiling. I am happy. I'm overjoyed. By the way, I just want to tell you, the listeners, the videos were shared under Wonga Hlanga Qina. So if you can, go have a look at the wonderful videos. Sihle, please, what sparked the idea?
Okay, firstly, we had planned a whole celebration in April in Grahamstown for her birthday. Everything was paid for, we had booked all of that. And obviously, because of the pandemic, that couldn't happen. So we had said, okay, at a later stage, maybe we might have a braai at home, just, you know, family and everything. But then again, even with that, I mean, it's risky inviting people over. So it was Zenande's birthday on Sunday, and a friend of hers had sent her graduation gown via Postnet. So my uncle then had this idea that, you know what, we might as well just have a grad day and her birthday at the same time. At the time, we didn't know how this was going to work. But anyway, we decided that we'll have a rehearsal in the morning just before breakfast and everything. And then we were going to have a lunch for her, a bride. So we dressed up and we looked for graduation song, everything, after party song. And at this moment, I'm just thinking, she was also in disbelief that what is this? She had really asked that we have something small for her. She doesn't want anything big. Uh-huh. Even the bride, she wasn't so much into the bride. She just said she wants to have a games night and that's that. So we said, no, we have to celebrate this because you have not had your opportunity to walk across the stage and to collect your certificate. So we took it upon ourselves as a family to then celebrate that.
No, Sihle, to tell us about that, because I would imagine, because I when I listen and I look at the whole story, there was the whole mock chancellor and the whole walking and stepping in. For those who have not seen the video, describe her reaction.
Fernandez's reaction?
Yes.
Okay. So we assigned everyone a role at home. I had to be part of the thing, even though it wasn't my graduation day, but I said, okay, it's fine, I'll be part of the graduates. My grandmother will be the chancellor, you know. One of my cousins will be recording everything, and he did a good job, as you could see with the videos and the pictures. He did a very good job. He's actually recording as it is now, this interview. So Zenande was taken aback, and obviously she wasn't prepared for all of this. So she asked me, can I please borrow her a pair of heels? She needs to look the part. And we said, this is really happening, you know, because we had this rehearsal in the morning and it looked great and we were just fooling around with that and we were laughing. And now we said, okay, after everyone has taken a bath and everything, we need to have a proper ceremony now because we have had a rehearsal. We know what we went wrong. We know what we need to do better and all of that. So then we then had an actual ceremony. As you could see, we even had an yes. after party. And if you could actually hear the after party song.
Oh, my.
yes.
So, is that,
yeah. Yes.
So this is what we want to do. And you and the family have already done it. We can never outdo it. But we also thought, you know what, with the Cape Talk listeners, as we are about to introduce Uzenande now, that we also introduce her in a similar way. You've already done it, but we'd like to just shower her more. Would you mind if we did that?
Of course not.
All right. We are about to introduce Uzenande, ladies and gentlemen, to the conversation. Let's maybe say good morning. Zenande, good morning. You are joining Usihle and me. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm highly over England. Thank you for having us.
Listen, your video has literally melted many hearts out in South Africa. And we thought perhaps we could also just partake in the fun. So I'd like to officially announce you. Ladies and gentlemen, at Cape Talk, announcing your graduate with a BSc in Information Systems and Human Genetics and Economics. It is Zenande Dlulisa. There it is. Well done, ma'am. Well done. So how were you feeling?
Thank
how
you.
Did you feel after hearing the news that, you know, your family, or after seeing what your family had done?
I was really taken aback. Like, it was shocking, because waking up that morning, I didn't expect anything at all. And then all of a sudden, within hours, everything is like prepared and planned for, and I was like, wow, okay. It was such a very heartwarming feeling for me, and I'm really grateful for everything.
And I would imagine it was a somber moment when you heard that you would not actually be having a graduation ceremony. So how do you feel after hearing the news that you won't be able to attend your graduation ceremony?
Yes, the postponement was just like a very like sad one, because, you know, after working so hard and changing courses and taking all steps for you to actually see yourself working through the stage for that 2 minutes of celebration, still nothing of that happened. But yeah, it was just a sad moment. But what can we do with this pandemic?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing you can do. Listen, just before we let you guys go, we'd love to find out from you, though. Your qualification seems to be a mouthful. Because we're all sitting there, we're like, she studied what? What does she do? A BSc in Information Systems and Human Genetics and Ergonomics. What is she? Is it computers? Is it the human body? What's happening?
It's a double major in Information Systems and Human Kinetics and Ergonomics. So yes, kinetics is human movement.
Okay.
And sports, so like physiology and everything like that, all in one. But so it focuses on sports, ergonomics, which is human working environment and stuff.
All right. Fantastic. Ladies, thank you so very much for making us smile. By the way, before I let you go, you two have to have your parting messages to the listeners. Let's start off with you, Sihle. What would you like to say to the Cape Talk listeners for motivation?
Okay. I'd like to say that people shouldn't wait for opportunities. They should actually create them, more especially during this pandemic that we're having. As you could see that we had a graduation here at home. I know it's not the same as the one that you could have had at the institution. However, we made it happen, and here we are now. So people shouldn't wait, and you should create.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much, Sihle Sigwela, for joining us. And Zenande, you, the graduate, your final words or message to the Cape Talk listeners?
As cliche as it might sound, but for me, like, never give up. Have a dream, focus on it, be determined, and you will achieve and succeed. And also a big thank you to God and my parents, my mom, Bulelandongana.
Fantastic. Listen, thank you once again for making us smile. Have a wonderful, fantastic morning further.